This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
There's a maisa with Reb Chaim Shalevitz gave a shir. First, I want to thank Torah Anytime, Kavish Kocha Pratis, and Kol Lodzin. I thank the Yevishter, Zikir Rabin. There's a maisa of Chaim Shalevitz. That he put up a sign at the Mir Yeshiva that he's going to speak. And one person showed up. The Altamiras, when he was younger, they weren't interested. He was a gain, but he wasn't, you know, for that caliber. Chaim Shalevitz.
He had another story from Shapsi Yudalevich. He came in a morning, they got hot day in the Bismedish somewhere, and he knew there was going to be there. He asked Shaila if he should go. So the other brother lived near him. He says, you go anyway. He said, nobody's coming out. It's the weather. It's Shabbos afternoon. He went. And his nephew, it was a long walk for him. And he got paid. It was soaking. He came. He said, there's nobody. Not one soul. He said, right. He just did something. Hashem Shabbat. He got up on the bima. And he said, a drosha. And the maisa goes, I'm going to have a letz in Yerushalayim. That, a big letz in Yerushalayim. That he used to make the tonnes out of every El Chazach. And it made a lot of trouble. And made a was being hashpon a lot of the young kids also, and he was passing by to hear Shapsi, you know, at a very interesting address. He says, who's coming? Who came today? I'm the only one outside. He looks through the window and he says, nobody. He says, oh, this is Chayyim. He has to listen. And Shapsi is giving a drasha, and he listened to the drasha to be able to see it's Chayyim, to listen what's going on of it. And he got the story and he made a whole turnaround.
Wow, Meirdig Meister.
Ooh,
that's Meirdig. And what says Shem Shemayim? No people. This document mentioned is the other Mavishn. Now, so Reb Chaim Shalevitz said, for one person came to his drasha, and that he thanks that person that he was able to, such as somebody came. Now, this Adimian, the Adimian of the world is that people are Adimianis. Such a Adimian, they're afraid of each other, and they're worried what I said. And my impression, I said on this one, I said that one, it kills a person's amuna. The amuna is dead, chas v'shalom. A person focuses all his energy on his impression. There was an alti yidin, a chotch of a fray. She went through a lot, but she was very smart. They asked her, was machta? She said, ich mach an eindruck. That's all I do all day. Impression, that's what I make. Make impression, make impression. That's the whole person. Unfortunately, it's very good. People that want to make impressions, they function better. They do things. I know a friend of mine that once asked him to speak in public. And the night before, they were mavazing him terrible. He came with a friend. His friend was half his age, and they were Machabra's friend. And they didn't look at him. They gave his friend all the kibbutim. And they didn't even look at him. He felt like 2 cents. The next day, they told him to speak. They told him to speak, and like very bedievedic, like they didn't look like they were really interested in hearing him. And he told me he was a great speaker, this person. Usually he does well. He just couldn't open his mouth. So that's how push it. To have people backing you is very important. I knew 2 yidden, I won't say the name of either. One of them was a star, best Rebbe in the whole. Everybody was raving over him. And one day left the Maisa that he taught. And he went, and everybody was after him all over. Get him. He's a big fish. Got to hop him. He's the best Rebbe in the world. Bekitza is a famous tzaddik. He's Gabbat the Yid. He was a Riz. He went to a new Maisa. And after a few weeks, the Menahel calls up the old Menahel. How do I get rid of this person? He's not worth a penny. They're stepping all over him. He's not a good Rebbe Bechlal. So the former Menahel told me the story. And he said, you know why he did so well? When I was the principal over him, I used to build him up day and night. I kept telling, and this man was a world famous tzaddik. That he was Eis Gehaltman, Eis Gabbat. When push comes to shove, when people respect you, and people are there, You function. When there's nobody there, you can't. You're human. He couldn't. And this other fellow told me when he spoke, he mamish couldn't open his mouth. He was sounded because there was nobody he saw from. They were mavazah him. Now sometimes being mavazah is very good. My mother, Lo Shalom, told me a story with somebody who was going to daven for the Yomid in Yom Narayim. And they called her. And so the Rav told him that he was about to go up. He put on his kittel. He went to daven. Suddenly the Rav gets up in front of everybody. He says, sit down. I don't want you to be the chazan over here. The shots. No, sit down. We don't want you. So he was mamish, ice bench. And a few minutes later, everyone's looking. What's the Rav? The Rav is a nice person. He's mavazi, this person. But Rav, no, I don't want you in front of everybody. You're not davening for the Yomid. We do not want you. So do azam, maisa, mechua, barab. A few minutes later, the Rav calls him back. He says, come, I changed my mind. Go daven. So he goes to daven the second time. And he starts, gets ready. And suddenly the Rav says, no, I'm making a mistake. Go back, we don't want you. Sitzus. And the Rav did this to him a few times. And when he was good, to brachna shtika, the Rav said, okay, now go daven. And now we're going to hear. Atzabrachna hatz. Now you can daven. There's not like the Kutzke Rebbe said, there's nothing as whole as a broken heart. I tied it, the matzahs have to be round, like, to show the lave. Ugeis matzahs. Achmana liba boy. The Eibishter wants your heart. He doesn't want you. Achmana liba boy. He wants your heart. That means, there's a medrash that says, Pari said that night, he said, you're no longer my avodim, now you're the Eibishter's avodim. So what's an afkamina? There's an afkamina in many, many. The afkamina is the lave, the matzahs are round. I wanted to tie it like a heart because if you're working for Pari or anyone else for that matter, if you do well, it's good. Halavai is a good, but Pari, yeah, but at least you did. If you didn't do well, you finished, you're dead. By the Eibishter, Rachmana liba boy. If you're serving people, by the way, there are many of us that even though they're working for the Eibishter, so to say, but they're really for people. Everything they do, they're thinking my Yomra Brias, even if they're alone and nobody's looking, and they're learning, this fellow's learning B'Yun late at night, and nobody's looking at him. But the reason he's learning Yun, this particular person, Yun, is not good for him. He needs B'Kias. It's not, it messes him up, whatever reason, or the other way around. He's learning the way everyone learns, and he'll do that even when nobody's looking, because he knows that as a chshivas. So he does what the whole world, my yomer abrius, I heard this in a Vardi. It could be nobody's there, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if nobody's there. People do things that they know people hold, everyone else holds from it. They'll do it even in private. They're on an island. They know everyone likes it. They do it. It's not good for you. You're supposed to be doing something else. Because they're always worshiping people. Now, Yemer Abriyas is the whole everything what people do. And they, so Mela, and you got to do it successfully. And if you don't do it, so you might be doing the wrong thing in the first place. So you're doing something that's not good for you. Or you're not successful. You're not successful, you're not worth anything. Somebody's mutzizach on learning, and he ends up, he's a shvachta person, the whole base medish, and he tries to learn, and it doesn't go. He's not worth a penny. Nobody's machshev him. A few bali musa, you say, oh yeah, he tried, yeah. We want to see results. Let me see. This is avdei parei. Avdei parei means, you got to see results. It's got to work. That's and so about that we have to try to be like that. We have to try to succeed. But Rachmana Liba Bai, The one who's never trying and he doesn't know when he tries and he mutches up. He's not worth, in this world, he's not getting no credit. But in the next world, the Abish does machshav amad ma'id. If you, you know, you don't look for trouble, of course, but such a person is, but that's what I wanted to tie the matzahs round, like ugais matzahs, to tell you, you become that Eved Hashem, Rachmona Liba, boy, you tried, might have committed, they didn't like it, they didn't like it, you couldn't, pink baket, vum tzara agrich, which 100 times, one time with tzara is better than 100 times without tzara. Meister with the stipler, Meister with the Robert Schein, two different stories, our friend Belinsky. What he said, huh? What's that?
That was Meister with the
stipler. Stipler, I think he said, he told him, somebody said, I'm not learning good. So he said, Meister Rus is much better. He says, how much did you learn? So he I think the stipler told him, in Yenneveld, Meister Rus is a soldier, du bist ein General. You're a general. The guy that's not making it and he's still learning, he's a general. He's much bigger. You know, people have issues in Kas and Taiva and Gaiva. And they have trouble with Simcha. People have issues. And if they're learning Musa and they're trying and it's not working, they are 1,000 times bigger than by those that don't have the issue. Friend of mine. He had a lot of trouble with his wife. Why did he have trouble with his wife? He used to buy her things, and she didn't like whatever he bought. And she once made a remark, my father was a slick person. He used to go into the ladies' store, Dutton. He was an elohid, but he went in to buy his wife a Shana Zach. He knew, and my mother loved whatever he bought. He was a Heverman, he understood. And you, don't know if you're coming or going, the guy once bought his wife. In 1 year, 3 watches. And she didn't like any of them. Because she didn't know what she wanted, but she didn't understand these things. It was a battling. So he came over crying to me. He lied so much. I says, how can you compare you to Yeshver? You're much bigger than Yeshver. You're from Zaira Agra. You're trying. And you don't get any credit. You don't get any covet for it. He's Mr. Nice Guy that everyone's raving over. And you're not the good husband like Yeshver. You're 100 times bigger. There's a mice with Rav Chaim, I believe. Rav Chaim said someone came over to him, his Vaita was learning, and his Rav Rus is learning better than him. So Rav Chaim said, how much did you learn? He said, a blot. He says, you learned, Rav Rus learned 1 blot, you learned 100 blot. Achmona liba boy, the Abish that wants your heart. Now, you pick up a prusa, a broken heart. There's nothing like a broken heart. You pick it up to show, we hope from this. Me halten von our leib nishba, v'nit kelly kim lay sivza. The benches, tzabrachim, don't look for trouble, but we intend to be tzabrachim. I'd rather be like this, and people want to steig more in learning, steig more in other things. They're broken. Well, hopefully that the brokenness comes from Ruchnistic reasons. But you have to be careful. Don't look for it. Someone called me recently, and he told me he's not finished sitting and learning many years, and he doesn't think he's ever going to finish Shas. And he has gotten issues, and his kid, I believe, is suffering also. His kid's having all different problems, and he's having problems. And I says, look, being satisfied with what you're doing is more chashiv than Shas. So now the rebel, you're happy with the Abishta's world. This comes first. First, this is number one. That's what I wanted to tell you. Anyway, now I'm going to tell you a maisa. Half little fella.
Tell him in the back. I can see
him. What? Yeah. I'm going to tell you a merdig maisa. It's Roger Machaya, Reb Gershon, when he first, right after the war, Reb Shmuel Shneazatzal told me that Reb Gershon used to learn some shmuzim from the Altman Kelm. I don't remember exactly what it was. The difference between somebody who's looking for covered shemaim than his own covered, how much luckier he is. And he learned a lot of shmuzin on that sugya. He was ligged in it. And I was wondering, what was that all about? They all had families. He couldn't, he didn't have children, the Nazis, whatever. He didn't have the Shaina Yidina, with the Shaina Kindalach, with the nice. He didn't have none of this stuff. He was in a different world. He was watching everyone else. Everyone's having a good life, and he doesn't have none of that stuff. So he learned a lot of Musa, of a certain shmuzin that tell you how much luckier you are that you have the, just the Eibishter. So you don't have this, you don't have that. Just the Eibishter. How much luckier you are, the person who focuses his energy on just Kavod Shemayim. If you're going for your own Kavod, it's good. If you're getting Kavod, sometimes you have to get it. If I can't, it'll help you. But if you're not getting it, be happy. Besser. Now, I'm going to tell you a murder about. There is a story at a Gemara in Tainus, I believe. Rabbi Loz of Rabbi Shimon was sitting on a donkey and he was going by the water. And he was riding on the donkey near the water, the river, the stream, whatever. And he had just learned a lot of Torah. And he was full of simcha. And he had learned by a Rebbe. And suddenly he sees a man who looked not so good. Some Mepharshim say he acted inappropriately. His behavior was ugly, not his face. Whatever, but then simple pshat is, he tells the man, "You ugly person. Is everyone in your town as ugly as you are?" So this man told Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, "Go to the person who made me ugly. Go to him and tell him." So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon heard that. He fell off the donkey and he fell down in front of this person and he was mishtachav and he begged him for forgiveness. So I wanted to tie the pshat and I spoke to an Adam Godel who said, "My pshat is emes amidish shoteir." Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon had every quality in Ruchni as you could have. He had, when you, Torah. What's better than learning is everything. Galant and Gafongapak with Mali Kresai, Bishas Paiskim. He was full of Torah. And a Rebbe, on a Rebbe gate, you need a Rebbe, you had a Rebbe, you had Torah, you had Simcha. Simcha is such a Maila, Tachlas, Jamatim, Shamakarim, Simcha, Simcha is everything. He had continuity. When the river keeps going, a river that's always moving, that symbolizes a continuity. Mesudadik. It's always happening. Not the mole. Sometimes you're late, sometimes you're in time. He was consistent. Mesudadik. Then once he asked Leib Chasman, an Eitzik Klolus and Avodas Hashem. Leib Chasman said, "Seder! Seder, it's so important. You're Masudah that you're going to grow. People are not Masudah, haphazard. That's it. And you ask your see the Shalom, Simcha is everything. You go to the Lam and Tehid. Learning is there. Talmud Torah, Kenek, Kulim, Talmud Shevat, Nim, Silva. These are qualities in Ruchnias that are very important. And the Seichel is Meishel on the Chamar symbolizes Chamrius. That means materialism. So when he's sitting on the chamar, it symbolizes, I am on top of my retainers. I'm in control. I'm not somebody who runs after whatever he wants to do. I'm in charge of my retainers. So he had all these qualities. Now this one person told him one thing that this person had more than him. He said, "Go to the one who made me. Go to the one who made me." That means you don't chop that I'm ugly because someone made me like that. That you're tiny, you're focusing only on me. You're missing an amuna. You're missing. That is worth everything you ever did. And Elazar of Shimon fell down. He was machnia himself, the whole. He was big, heavy too, also symbolizes. He is full of kultur and ruchni as you want. And he fell down. "You're bigger than me. Because you have this, you have it all." So Shtaka, yeah. Baron Palmer said it's Teres Emes. I told him what. What? Oh, right. Abba Begain, still. So under the thing. Now, I had a neighbor. Her name was Mrs. Mattis, a shiksa. A very super nice shiksa. A decent, artlach, a person. A shiksa. I wonder who's more misunderstood, she or me. I think she was. I wonder who was more, whatever. She was ois gehalten a shiksa. Allah, midas, titus. She had it all. Decent. I remember Erev Pesach, she saw me working extra hard, and she was impressed. And said, Rabbi Mandel, I would like to wish you a happy and holy Passover. She gave me a bracha. She was very impressed. She couldn't get over it. And Antlach HaShiksa. And everyone held she was a better person, you know, best of the mensch. And she probably had a lot of qualities. But I told myself, what should I do with my life? Should I, people focus their energies on so many areas in Ruchnius. Work on Seder, so important. Work on Simcha, work on this, work on that. Learning, frustration. All these things are important because they bring you to Amunah. I mean, it's not so precious, but still, I would say better work on Amunah and the Yevishter because you're so much more. What is this woman going to get in Yedavelt? Who's going to give her Eilam Abba? She's not going to get anything. The Rambam says that Chassidi Umasailam are going to get a special place in Gan Eden only if what they did was because the Yevishter, the Torah says it. If they do it, they keep all the Sheva Mitzvahs, not because it says in the Torah, it's not worth nothing. They're lost, they blew it, no Eilam Abba, nothing for them. So, better you have an inferior, a guy who doesn't keep them so well, but he does it because it says in the Torah, and a guy who doesn't say about the Torah, he does it because Yoshka said, whatever said. So, the main thing is, everything you're doing in your life, where are you focusing? Where are you going? Who are you trying to impress? That's how important it is to aim only at the Eibishter. That's the everything you do as a Dimel Shivas. That's why in the Vadik they put such a kaychus in not being impressed what people think. Don't be into that. It's going to kill you. What does he think? Am I a good guy, a bad guy, a nice guy? I'm a good speaker. Am I good? I'm not good. Now I want to say another zach. So they put lots of worth, all the efforts to purify yourself, to aim only for Shemayim. There was a yid, Mr. Galbax, his name was, it's all. My Menahel Zangezuntenstag, his father. He's a tired yid, the Belzer Chassid. He once came, it was the summertime, and his neighbor sat Shiva. And his neighbor sat Shiva, so he came. He was all the way in the mountains, which takes 4-hour trip, and he came a special trip to be Menachem Avil, his next door neighbor. So when he was there, somebody told him, "Why'd you tell your neighbor that you came all the way, you traveled 4 hours to be Menachem Avil?" He doesn't know. He thinks you just rolled in. He doesn't know you're away for the summer. So he says, Mr. Gelbach says, my neighbor doesn't know, but the Yevishter knows. Is that a great story? The Yevishter knows, so he doesn't know. But the Yevishter is so important. I use this a lot of times. Sometimes I went into Bimana, somebody came to a simcha, he didn't see me. I was like a trip all the way to Queens. Somebody made a simcha. When I came there, he didn't look at me. Queens, it was crazy those days. Trip to Queens, Hasana there. And the guy didn't notice me. And I was much an effort to show myself to the guy. He didn't see me. He was busy with this and with that. And I came special. It wasn't easy for me to come. I wasn't such a close friend of his. But I went to Mechazik, whatever. And I came. So what? Mr. Gelbach says, well, there's a gold mine. He doesn't know, but the Yevishter saw. You aim for the banish of them. Maybe that's anivalei malach, anivalei sarach, there's such a focus, stick with the Yevishter alone. Oh, anivalei acher. all these kaiches, think always only the Eibishter, only the Eibishter. You have no friends. It's a myth. All your friends that you're so worried about, they think of you. It's such a myth. It's such a lie. They won't be anywhere when you need them. They're nowhere. Because they can't do anything for you. The Eibishter can focus on the Eibishter, the Eibishter, the Eibishter. That's the ick in a person's life. Only they say Rabbi Miller could have had a higher position, but L'shem Shemaim, he didn't do it, not to step on someone else's toe. You know, to serve the Eibishters. Maybe in this world he's not going to be Mr. Popularity. He didn't care. Because he was a Chayvus Avavus person. Chayvus Avavus is heavily involved in that Nakuda. Now, I want to mention that people are very often they could be very upset with each other. I know a true story. The one that happened, all the players, it came to me. I wasn't involved over here. A friend of mine was having tremendous aggravation from somebody I know. And they learned together in a small yeshiva. And he used to tell me every day, this guy is crazy. He is hurting him. He's bothering him. He's making him crazy. He doesn't act appropriate. And he does crazy. I don't remember the details. Anyway, he had a lot of, and he gave him back. He was right at him. What are you doing? And they used to scream at each other. This went on for a full year. At the end of the year, he found out, this man, that he was raided for a whole year, that he didn't like the way he was acting. This man was going through a crisis. He was never going through, he was on medication for depression, for a personal crisis in his domestic, whatever's going on there in his personal life. He was going through Gehenna. And here, he was right of such a person. And he felt so bad. Felt so bad. Look, he told me this at the end of the year. He says, look what I did. A whole year. I was right of somebody. I only knew what was really going on. So many people in our lives that we're right of, that we're upset with. It could be our own spouse. You don't know her. You know what's really going on? Where she's coming from, people who know each other. Chatzkos Sarna used to talk about Don Lekavskos. He would say, you don't know anything about the other person. You don't know nothing. Don't be done. Nobody. Look like everybody's chus, everybody's good. Chavrutas are very good at this. The Balzer Rebbe was gevaldig. It's so kedai to see only good in everybody. See only good. Don't look down at another person. Never, never. You don't know. You don't know the details of what's going on, what he's going through. I was once in a car, and there was a white van who was holding up the traffic like meshuggah. We're sitting there trying to move, and this white van, by him it's Shabbos Nuchen Chulitz. He's got all the time in the world, the guy's sitting there, slow, and behind him, we're going out of our mind. Move! Don't you chop? This is the highway. You can't do that. And they were cursing him in the car, reckless. So I gave a remark. What are you cursing this guy for? And this went on for miles and miles and miles. The guy, like, you know, first of all, about Musa would have said, now we can get a lesson in Sablonis. It's good like this. Learn how to be patient. So you get there a few minutes later. What do you care? It's all Minas Shemaim. It's all a Teva. Learn Sablonis. Adarabe. Shem's doing you a favor. Oh, it's a different shmooze. But I had a different thing. Yeah, you got yelling at the guy. We found out, we took a closer look at what was happening. He was going slow, not because he was slow. The guy in front of him was going slow. And the guy in front of him also wasn't guilty. He was the guy in front of him. And the guy, five cars in front of him, there was a big truck who couldn't move to save his life. He's like one of these fetter trucks, oversized guy who's going like, that's what you got to do. That's the monster. We're yelling at him. We don't hop where he's coming from. So many people that we bafal, and we have Tainus on. He's no good, and he's this, and he's that. Look, you know where he's coming from. You know what appearance he had. You know what happened to him in school? I had such a maisa. Twice. In the same tkufa, I had people coming over to me with terrible problems with a certain person. There's room, there's room. It's a packed house. We'll try to get you a chair. Anyway, Rabbi said it's very packed today. Cholamayim. And whoever gets comes today, Zaydel Sarkulam. Slobodkin once wrote a letter. He told somebody he was there, Ben Azmanim. She was empty. And he was there alone. He says, you're Zaydel Sarkulam. You got everybody else's son. Where am I up to? So, twice, there was a person. What? Oh, it's clear, huh? Great. Yeah. By now, it's millions. Very good. Thanks for coming. It's a pleasure. Every person today is worth it. Yeah. So what? There, two times this happened. That they chepped somebody. A man, a woman, two different stories that nobody liked. They were upset with him. He was acting inappropriately. He was terrible. He, she. And they hated the person. And I got involved. They asked me to do something. And I said, tell me, how is this person? Welcome to the crowd. Sorry there's not so many space around, but boy, am I fooling those guys. Do you guys believe me? I wonder if they believe my... I asked, tell me, this person you all hate so much, what happened in his younger years? Did he do well in school? No, he was struggling. Rabbi Sai, I feel like crying. I had such a mice years ago. Oy! When this person went through Sheva Madui Gehenna, somebody I know, that they made him, what do they call it, valedictorian? They made him, because the principal, this person used to get 20s on his tests, used to stay up for the wee hours of the morning, studying 24/7. For his tests, and he used to end up with a 20. He didn't have the kaychas, and he tried so hard. The principal was a good person, and he made this person, you're the best in the whole school. Because look at the effort he put in. And this person, throughout his life, he went through a lot of tzaras. Because whatever he wasn't, didn't have the kaychas, but he never tried. And I stuck up for this person very much. I knew the background. I was totally behind this person. Right? By me, you're a tzaddik. He didn't have seichel how to raise his kids and how to do this and how to do that. He, all kinds of issues. In my book, she was my redeem. Because look how he never tries. What do you want for the poor guy? I hold from him more than anybody. So this person that they befouled, I found out two things. The marks were terrible because he didn't have kitchen. What do you want from the poor guy? The Abish that didn't give you. Oh, you're the big snacker. You're so smart. You, every bit of kitchen you have belongs to the Abish. You could be just like him. How could a person look down at another person? You could be just in like him. You have to understand another person. L'man Hashem. You have to feel for him. So he's not as brilliant as you are. He's not as quick and as sharp. It's easy. Who knows who's bigger in the next world? Oh, I can guarantee you the other guy's bigger. Because he has less gaiva. He's in much better shape. Anyway. Then I found out another thing about this person. I found out that the social life was nil. He had no friends. Breaks your heart. The person without friends. But he wasn't popular. He didn't do well in school. And now they all hated him. I entered the scene. I stuck up for this person. The person had a big yeshua. He had a big yeshua. Now I'll tell you. Yeah, the person had a big yeshua, Baruch Hashem. I davened, whatever we changed, the whole matzah changed. The Chofetz Chaim. People did not like the guys are going around collecting money. They didn't like them. Why? Because, why don't you go to work? What's the matter with you? Go to work. You got 2 feet. Go to work. You're going around. You go Beit Lachem. And people used to befoul the Beitlers, the guys that went around always asking for money and never going, those lazy guys that the wives also probably killed them. You know, comes home, his wife yells at him. He goes on the street. Oh, you're still collecting? Don't you go to work? Chofetz Chaim stuck up for them. Chofetz Chaim said, you don't understand these people. The Eibishter gave them before they were born. The Eibishter decided you're going to be an Arman. That's your gedul. And they poured lead on these people. Shemayim, they poured lead on these people. They can't help it. What's with you? And you don't hold from him. And he's not a good guy. I hold he's this. I hold he's that. Stop holding. None of his holding business. Rabbi Akiva and Navardig, these days, oh, Navardig is on this. Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, oh boy, were they into that. You know, not giving enough cover to people you know. You have to treasure them, every one of them. Never look down at any person. Make yourself flat like a matzah. Flat and be an honor. Don't be a big ungeblosen chametz, blown up. Make yourself flat and you're humble. Everybody is gewaldig. Hold from other people. Of course, I'm very into holding from yourself. In fact, when I said this story about the guy in the truck, you know, you're blaming the white van. You don't know there's another guy. So you know what happened with his father and his father with his father. So you're upset with him. He's got a history that goes back 200 years. He had a maniac for a great, 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 great grandfather. And Mela, his grandfather, wasn't so, you know, and Mela and his father was even worse, maybe, because he had so many dairies of yichus, of what kind of yichus, of kas, yichus of midas rois, of not being, and now he, what do you have for the poor guy? He's born with this. That's his nature. That's his background. That's, you know, Rabbi Ruchem Zatzal says that to undo your past, you have to daven your head off all your life. It's easy. You have built in you certain weaknesses that are Yerusha from hundreds of years. And it's sitting on you. You're the rock bottom over here now. You're the later dirt. You have the accumulated, all the weaknesses of that. They never really worked on enough. The dirt is back. And you got all that stuff. How are you going to get rid of that? You got to daven like crazy, he says. I would venture to say, I don't know if the Eibishter expects us to change so fast. We have to accept ourselves to a degree. But with tefillah, especially now, you never know. Especially on Pesach, you can do anything. Pesach, you can get the biggest nisim in the universe. But we have to, just like we have to understand other people, you have to understand yourself. You can't befoul yourself and put yourself down. You can't do that. Just like you got to be done, someone else, the Kapsus, says the breast of Achsidim, you have to be done yourself, the Kapsus. You must be done yourself. You know where you're coming from. I know a younger man who has difficulties. He has difficulties with minyan, with this. He makes brachas. He's got his with learning, with davening, with this, with that. He's got difficulties. And he used to cry to me about the pain he has in his life, because he's a serious person. He'd like to do the right thing. And one day I got a hold of him and I said, let me do some research in your background. When he was young, they used to kill him. Whatever happened there. By the way, there are a lot of people out there that don't need any, all those people that kvetch, that when they were young, they were a little too mean to him. I'm not so impressed anymore. There are just as many people who had a beautiful background. Everybody loved them. I hear this every day. people, I says, something went wrong when you were younger. No, no! I hear it's there. Nowadays, it's a different matzav. Years ago, that you could find out where it's coming from. And today, you find people the most, and they still have these weaknesses and needs. That's the matzav. Anyway, so don't, whatever it is, you have to be down yourself like kapskus. Now I'm going to tell you, it's a Shulchan Aruch, it's a din. It says, when before you daven, you have to be menachem yourself. You have to have a good feeling before you start davening to the Eibishter. What do you have to say? Ashrei. Why do you say Ashrei before Shemin Esrei? Because it calms you down. It makes you happy. What makes you happy? Zok the Gemara. Rashi. What? It's a Shulchan Aruch. It says, Shomer Hashem is called Yehavov. Basically, you're showing me Ashmin. That's supposed to calm you down? Maybe I'm the Russia. That's supposed to make me more depressed. You hold yourself one of those great guys that you love Hashem. You're in love with the Eibishter, one of those tzaddikim. Yes! It's a din, my friend. You don't know halachas. This is not Musa. I'm talking halacha. The halacha, it's a din. Ashrei should calm you down because Hashem, Hashem is calling Havav. It's saying Yireyav Yasev also. Yireyav? Yes, you're Yireyav. Those two psukim. That's what it says about the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch. It's a din. You're supposed to look at yourself like you're a great person. You're supposed to hold from yourself and love yourself. And you need a lot of chazara. You spend your whole Musa Seder blowing yourself up. I'm gevaldig. I don't care how bitter I am. But I do so many bad things. You know how many people come to me with that stuff? Oh, boy. I was screaming at, I think, two people today. I screamed my head off at them. Sweet. This person's learning for years and years and years. And somehow he didn't finish Shas yet. And he knocks himself to pieces. I'm never going to finish Shas. And I didn't do this right and that right. What do you tell a person like this? Working your midos means you must hold from yourself. It's not easy. Very hard. The Fruma Yetzar is the worst. They quote, they all spoke like this. Rabobo, Frum Kaikmo, the Satma, what is Frum ain't feel vicious, veinig mitzvahs. What are you guys from? Leave below. By the way, I do stick up for frummies. I like them. They're not perfect. So what? Nowadays, you can't mun anybody. So he's frum. So he makes mistakes. So, you know, there are frum people that do nasty things. Plenty of them. Here's an example. Here's a typical example. The guy sitting and learning. His wife is falling apart, and he's got to learn. There's a famous Gemara. When somebody was learning Torah, and his wife was, he was supposed to come home after 3 years or 6 years. That a minute, the Gemara says, they came home, they used to sit and learn for years, and then he came back home. And his wife was waiting, and her husband, where's my husband? And he said, I'm coming, but he loved Torah so much that he stayed another half hour. Whatever happened there, that half hour, she was so tzabrach, and she started crying. She waited for her husband for years. He was learning Torah. And because of her tears, the roof fell in on the Yid Nevuch. He was killed. So, you see the way the Gemara is concerned about Ben HaMachaveray. So, hey, you know how many frum people out there, they don't have enough with their wives. They're not good enough. Plenty of ladies that could be better too. I'm sure we can't always knock the men all day long, you know. I'm not going to do that. Men, ladies hold their own. Yes, for yes, there's all kinds out there. There's good ones. They're all good. All the men are all good. The ladies are all good. But whatever it is, people make mistakes. People, there are plenty of people out there that are too frum. I know somebody, they ruined that with a frum guy, kill the family. He's so, no, what? No, you're not doing it. No, the halacha is, no, not the halacha. And he has his halachas and his halachas and his halachas. And he's all stressed out. And he's so medactic, b'mitzvahs. I heard this from from this lady, her husband, one of the kids goes around and is missing in whatever, Kedusha. And the husband is so hailing with Kedusha, and the son is such a, what do you want from the kid? He's not you. Leave him alone. No. So because he's from, the son suffers, now he made the son worse, because all he thinks about all day is what's wrong with his son, because he does this and he does that. You know, first of all, the mistake of the universe is you don't focus on negatives. I know a true story. This guy came over to me 2 years ago. He caught his son holding something that he always suspected. Uh-oh, what is he doing? His son spent 24/7 with a thing except for Shabbos. He was wondering about Shabbos already. And he was looking at who knows what, Hashem Yirachem. And the son had no control. And he's 20. He used to do weird things. Did you daven? Do you still go to a minyan? Son's already, he's not a kid anymore. And he does things that are mamish like. And the son, sure enough, starts saying things about himself that are a little bit scary. What he thinks of life, what he thinks of his future. You know, his son is Nebuch. And he watches his son day and night. The son, all night long, he sleeps all during the day. He never davens, he never does. Do you still put on tefillin? Bubi, are you still one of us? He wears a yarmulke. He goes, he has tzitzis, but he's something's not right. And this went on for 2 years. The guy came over to me crying. What should I do with him? I says, don't say a word. Nothing. He has plenty of pain. Don't worry about his pain. He has more pain than you do. He doesn't like what he's doing. He's addicted. He's addicted. What's going to be with him? He can't even stop. He has no control. I says, I personally am not impressed with addictions. They don't scare me. Addictions. Ice addiction. I laugh at it. I have a lot of my track record with addictions. They will disappear. All my friends with their addictions, suddenly no more addictions. I know a friend of mine, a diamond for him. Boom. Addiction in the garbage. Stop that. They all said it's never going to leave you for the rest of your life. Until he got in touch with Mandel. Soon he got in touch with Mandel. The addiction flew out the window. I promise you, I have stories. I live at this stuff. It's totally in you. If you make a joke out of addictions, you know what else I make a joke out of? Court cases. Ooh, do I have stories. Do I have people getting off the hook? I told you about the guy that hit a cop. I told you. It just happened. The guy hit a cop. I didn't know what he did. He says, I got to go to court tomorrow, and now I need bracha. Two people came the same day. They needed brachas for a court case. And I didn't know what it was. Said, yeah, it's going to be fine. So, you know, when Mandel HaTzadik speaks, you know, if I spoke, thus it does. Nimnu v'gamru. It's in Shemayim. Listen, I hold that I'm a great guy. And you're not. I hold anybody who holds that whatever he says is gonna, or he talks himself into it, it's gonna start happening. That's what I hold. Whatever I say, it's gonna be. I talk myself into it. That's all it takes. I do not have ruach hakodesh. That's official. If anybody wants to know, I do not have. So now they're gonna tell me, Mandel, that's another prop. Even though we got your number, you're Nevada, you don't want to admit, you're really okay. Say whatever you want. But I hold anybody can do this. If you're talking yourself, anyways, I told both of these fellas in the same day. Both of them, I always get the same. It's all Minas Shemayim. I noticed this. The next day, a guy comes over to me, he calls me up. He's on a high. Your bracha worked. He says, by the way, what did you do wrong? He said, I hit a cop. What? I didn't know I was giving you bracha for that. I just said, you're going to be fine. I hit a cop. He assaulted a cop. You know what that is? And the cop let him go. It's the Mandel's brother. He realized it's all my brother. The cop. Any cops listening? Anyway, they let him go. A scandal. Let him go. He hit a cop. They let him go like nothing. They said he's a little bit strange. The guy didn't mean it. He's fine. Then the other guy. told me the next day, he told me he was using a cell phone in the car. Now, if you do that, it's hundreds of dollars of points. It's not a joke. So they let him go with 60 bucks with no points, and they didn't call it the cell. They said obstruction. They gave it a different name, and they popped at him. They made a joke out of the whole thing. Mandel's brachas. Yeah, those two times. Mandel is gewaldig. Even ask me. I hold on gewaldig. Anyway, so where am I up to? So a person has to be done himself with kavshus. Don't knock yourself all day long. Don't do that stuff. You'll come out losing. Don't do that. Hold from yourself. And do what you can. And the Vardig used to say, Loi alecha amlocha ligmar. Now listen. Listen to what I'm saying. This guy was going to a doctor. He was depressed. He had insomnia. He had all kinds of issues. And he went to the health food store, and they gave him B's and C's. And he took it for 2 weeks. It wasn't worth a penny. He tried again. You got the wrong kind of B's, wrong kind of C's. Nothing worked. Finally, he went to a world-famous doctor in Manhattan. He took a special trip. He went to Manhattan. And the doctor checks him out. He gives him the same B's. And this guy, you go to him, you have issues. So the doctors say, yes, the guy... So the doctor gave him B's and C's and the same business and some other stuff. He says, Doc, this doesn't work. I tried it. He says, yeah, but you didn't take mega dosages. You just took normal. In 2 weeks, the guy was cured for the rest of his life because he had mega dosages. Sometimes you need the right amount. Now, when people, you just need the right amount. Now, you're allowed to have tightness on yourself, maybe. You can do things, but the shadow is how much dosages are you using? You know, sometimes you're allowed to do certain things, but the shadow is how much. Anyway, let's get back to this guy that we're talking about. His son was mamish off the derech. It wasn't worth a dime. It was Shrekla who was going on with his son. And finally, and so he used to come to me, and I says, don't you open your mouth to this boy ever. Never. On the contrary. In your books, he's a great kid. And by the way, when you daven, don't start crying in your davening. You daven, you say, Hashem, thank you for such a lovely boy. He learns day and night. That's what you do. And he did. He listened to me. He did cry a little here and there. But basically, this went on for 2 years of Gehenna. He watched the kid. The kid's getting worse. I says, I don't care. You stick to that. He's a great kid. Suddenly, slowly, but now you see anything good that happens to this kid, make a notation. Don't make away with that. Is anything good? Oh, you saw? Oh, one day he took out a chumash. Wow, it's like history. You should take out a chumash. One day he went to daven. One day, and he made. So I says, let's talk about that. You see, he's getting better. Yeah, only once. No, don't say only once. He's getting better. Once you say only once, you're already speaking negative. He's getting better. So that, it's a new situation. Only positive. Today, the kid's a new human being. He never said one word. I know a lot of stories like this. Don't say nothing. A woman had this with her husband. Husband was dysfunctional. And and she was told Mandel's therapy. And suddenly he's a new person. She was told, but why don't you go to daven, do something with your life? What's the matter with you? This is ridiculous. This is disgusting. How do you live like this? You do nothing all day and I work like a horse and you do nothing. I says, lady, you say that, you're going to kill him. You're going to make him worse. Don't open your mouth. Don't say nothing. You know what you're going to do when he's not looking? My husband, the tzaddik ador. My husband, he's gabit the yid. My husband is such a nice person. I got such a great shidduch. This was super serious. Very serious. The medication didn't even work for this guy. And he was drugged up. didn't do nothing. He was messed up through and through. But until they got to Mandel, Mandel says, don't give me medication, drugged up, smoked up, mysis. You know, my medication is ayin taiva. Say good things about a person, you'll change his life. That's exactly what happened. The guy's a new person. Don't talk to him. Don't encourage him. He's not going to believe you anyway. He doesn't like that stuff. He knows he's not. You and the Eberstein. He turned out, I have so many stories like this. My latest story, I'll mention a vote about Pesach. I'll mention a vote. Now this is very, very, very negeya. It's Yemei HaPesach. Now, what are we going to do with these days? I advise you sit with the Abish as much as you can. Right now. Now, there's a pasuk. I took you out of Mitzrayim. That means, open your mouth wide. And I'll give you what you want. That's a very bold pasuk. You don't hit it so, and you're going to get it. Yes, it's going to be answered. These days, by the Pesach, it says, Pesach means Pesach, right? That's one. Then, Kana ben Shoyel. Vanitzach HaHashem, it's brought down. You're supposed to daven these days. I wondered, how come Holachman, you start off with, how are you? Shana Bo Barad Yisrael. Whoa. You're already looking for the future. You're supposed to praise you for the past. I wanted to tell you that this is an Eser Ratzon. This is the time that the Heilige Rabbeinu Yena says that whoever Sama Gula Litfila is Zaycha to be a Ben Olam Haba. She says, why? Because Sama Gula Litfila, he is saying that he's speaking about the Yidden. It says in Shmosh Rabbah, they were Zeche to get out of Mitzrayim because they had a Muna, and the Muna in Lamalam and Ateva, and therefore they were Zeche to that. So when he says Gal Yisrael, he is saying, I want to be like those Jews who had Betochen. That's why he's a Ben Adamabo, Zegzer Ben Yehuda, because he had Betochen. Ben Yehuda, Brochus, first favorite. That's where you get. So he said, so he says now. So now you're dominating Shemanesha with Betochen. It's a different Shemanesha completely. Ramchal says that when you daven with Betochen, it cracks through all the machitz. It's a total different tefillah. Now, in the night of Pesach, where you're supposed to feel like you went out yourself, and you're supposed to relate to those Jews that you're supposed to be like them. Like it says Rabbeinu Yehuda, you're supposed to be like them. That they got out through a betachin. So that's a total different filler. When you're going to daven now in Pesach, you're going to daven like they did. You're supposed to feel like Kilu Yatza, as if you yourself went out. So you're like, it's a betachin that gets filler. So it's a different, and the pasuk. If you speak about Mitzvahs and Chaim, the emphasis is like this. It's a little kashit. Abenyana says it, but the emphasis is every time we daven, why do we, before we start asking, we start praising Hashem like crazy of all his nisim. So once you praise him for his past nisim, you're expecting Yeshua's now also. Because you're so full of betachin, you remember the past. But either way, this time of the year, we have four cases. And four cases means simcha four times. So you're an extreme with your simcha. When you talk about Yitzhak Mitzrayim, you go wild with simcha. That's what you're supposed to do every time you talk about Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Think of the four cases. You're supposed to go wild with simcha. Four cups, that's a reboy of simcha going on. One cup is already fine. A cup of wine. No, but you got four of them. Meredith, that shows a reboy of simcha. Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And because you're enhancing your betachin, that's why right away you started with betachin. We're going to get out of the gullus already, because it's a this time of the year, when you're so drowning with thoughts of Yetzias Mitzrayim, these tefillas really work. And the tefillas that we're talking about, it says up in the pasuk, and it's going to work. Daven your head off. Open your mouth wide. It's for anything you want. Be like Chana. What did Chana say? 130-year-old woman. She wants a son as good as Moshe and Aaron together. You can't ask for less than that. But yes, broad. You'll get it because you're davening with Betochen. Ramchal says, it's really Betochen is a total different. He calls it kibui. It cracks through all. Nothing stops such a tefillah. Daven mitoch betochen. I want to tell you, I would advise daven all Pesach long. Thank a lot. But daven, you have an eish rotzen. It's nisim. Ask for nisim. The Rabbi Yehuda says, they got lamalim and ateva. You daven. This is the time of the year that you really, you can be zeicher to anything you want. Mashgiach Zatzal told me, Ram Nosson said, our Choshev Rabaron Zayda, I heard that he was Zechel, the very Choshev Einikov. And so he said, Los Nishtop the Tata, Als get the Tata. Don't leave up the Ebishta. We'll give you everything you want. Keep davening, keep davening, keep davening. Don't be so nispoiled. Things don't work out so fast. You get that you're not giving up. That's malchus, not giving up. But a malchus, a biluchet of chada. That's a malchusic thing. A malch isn't phased. It didn't work, so what? Davening again. But it didn't work 200 times. I'm not impressed. I'm davening again. You keep davening, and then you'll see big Yeshuas. Should be Zaza because of Mamish to the Gula Shleima. Thank you so much today. B'myuchid, I would like to thank I tell you what. Four sons, right? There's four. Right? We got four. There's something going. Four is a reboot. How come the four sons? It's a very interesting family life. You know, three out of four are Russia, Shana Delisha. You know, what's going on here? What kind of family is going on? Nobody can answer me on this. I have my own terrors. I'll tell you that, John. David wants the person to be able to relate to all kinds. You have to be like a Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu took his son and said, you mean about Hashem or Moshe Avdai? What's the thing about Moshe? What's this thing about believing means we have to be a Moshe? Now, what was wrong with Mitzrayim? By Yakutsu, B'nai B'nai Yisrael, they're disgusted. We're like thorns. We don't like you. You're not our type. You see, we have to get out of the Mitzrayim mentality that can't be savable somebody that's not quite your type. We have to be like Moshe Rabbeinu on Onov, the Sablin, who can be savable all kinds. Like says Yeshua. Yeshua says, Ruch Yeshua Kol Echav Echav. Ish Yeshua Ruach Boy. He can handle all types. That's a Matzi, flat. Your type. So now you have, in Chinuch, you have to have, Asheni Del Yishol means, when you come in, the guy can barely, he can't even ask. You know, it says by Hakel, the midst of Hakel. And Rosh top, bring them all in, gather them all in. What do you need those babies for? They know what's flying. So the Gemara says, they leap in schar, the maybe A, and be getting schar, but they build. The slightest, maybe it'll go in and out the same year. It's worth it. We bring them along. So sometimes there are certain very chash of a yidin that they'll go to the other end of the world to be makar a suffix that maybe it'll work. And for one person, they'll go all the way and spend a fortune. They don't care. Every yid has to have that in him to be mashiv. Even the slightest suffix, maybe it'll penetrate. So the Shein of the Elishol is a chinuch in being able to give over even to someone like where you're not even sure you're getting anywhere. Then you have a chacham and a tam, two opposite types. You have to be able to deal with two opposite. Then in Russia, something you got to be tough. Says Yaakov Avinu, Avram Avinu, Yitzchak wasn't tough on Esav. That's what went off the dome. It says, David HaMelech wasn't tough on Adonijo and on Avshalom. They have trouble. They have to have a tough side too. Also, for the person himself, the Abba Bonham, I want to tie it, is a lesson in a person's own shlemus, that he has to be able to give over to all kinds. There's a time to be tough. Shalom Aleichem wasn't tough. Look what happened. The Amalek, and it's a time to be nice. And this, you have to be able, different types. So that's what I want to tell you. You have to be like a Moshe Rabbeinu who can deal with everybody. Not like a Paro by your Kutsu. You're not my type. I'm not dealing with you. So that's what I want to tell you. Abba Bottom. Intasatam Shata. Not by your Kutsu. So next time you see somebody that's not your type, don't be a Paro by your Kutsu. You're not. You have to be safe with everybody. You have to try to understand everybody. Okay, thank you so much. He went overtime. Tonight was the... What? Our listing of Velecha Yomtev is on Pile Zion Yeshiduchim. And Ali Yeshua said about, we should be Zaychet to Midas HaBetachim. That's what we're...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.